You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast. We're going to have an update with Jamie Spence ahead of the third round of the 145th Open Championship from Royal Troon. Jamie's on the line now. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm very well. Very wet yesterday. Did 36 holes for the TV yesterday, walking around the links. Great golf course, Troon, but what a contrast to Thursday, the weather was yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly, wasn't it, the weather yesterday afternoon? It caused a few problems for a few players, didn't it?
Certainly did. The people that started yesterday afternoon, after about 12 o'clock, you really had it tough. And there was a spell there when Rory McIlroy was playing, like 12 and 13. I was walking with Rory. It just hammered him. It was difficult to actually walk into it for half an hour. It was terrible. So Rory dropped about three shots in that spell. So he did really well, Rory McIlroy, to finish two under par.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the likes of Spieth struggle in the weather and stuff, and it just shows how well Rory's done there, doesn't it, I suppose? Let's have a look at the outright market as well. At the moment, Phil Mickelson leading the way. He's had a spectacular couple of days, really. Shot 63 in the first round, followed it with a 69 yesterday, and he's 10 under par. It's some performance from lefty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, he had a good last round in Scotland last week, so he was sort of on the radar, wasn't he? But I don't think anybody really thought he was going to do this, to be honest with you. And yeah, that first round was just incredible. I wish that putt had gone in. I think he deserved to shoot the lowest round ever in a major. And yesterday, although it was very wet when he played, it wasn't that windy. So he got away with it in the weather, but he still played well. I'll tell you what he is doing. He's hitting lots of fairways, which is really unlike Mickelson. And if he keeps doing that, he's got a great chance.
He's 9-4 at the top of the market. Would you say that's about the right price?
I wouldn't take that with two rounds to go, because it's going to be the forecast is for quite a bit of wind over the next 2 days. So, you know, anything can happen.
Okay. Henrik Stenson next in the market at 5-2. He shot a 65 on the second day, which takes him just a shot off Mickelson's lead. That was a sparkling round, wasn't it, from Stenson?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And again, I walked around with Stenson in the morning and McIlroy in the afternoon, so I was really lucky with the groups I got. And Henrik looks like he's on a mission to me. He's playing some great golf. Steely-eyed, he looks like he, as I say, he's on a mission. But again, the same remark applies to Phil. Really, he's pretty short price considering there's two rounds to go. And even though you've got the likes of McIlroy, and there's only got 26 players under par, so they've got a nice lead. But I think they're going to need it.
Well, those two are the only two really single-figure prices. Really, we've got Søren Kjeldsen next in at 12-1. He's 7 under par, not too far away there. Could you give him a chance at double-figure prices?
Well, I would. He's a gritty player, Søren. He likes these conditions. If you look back in the history of Troon, it does seem to be the players that can hit fairways and just keep the ball under control, rather than the players who are trying to force it. And Kjeldsen comes into that mould, as does Zach Johnson, just behind him in the market. So that sort of play, but can Kjeldsen cope with the pressures of an Open, especially come tomorrow? I hope he does. He's a good lad, but we'll wait and see.
What do you make of Johnson then? You touched on him a little bit there. He's 14-1.
Yeah, he played with Stenson yesterday, and as I say, I followed him. He didn't drive the ball very well, but the rest of his game was fantastic. His pitching and his chipping and his putting are just second to no one in the field. He's the best. It's just a case of whether he can get it far enough down the fairway and in decent lies as to whether he can get it on the greens or not. So I wouldn't put anybody off him.
Okay. Rory McIlroy next in at 18-1. Obviously, you've highlighted already on this piece how well he's done in the conditions, really, yesterday. If he gets a bit of a clearer run at things in the weather today, can he close the gap?
Yeah, he can. I think he can close the gap. But whether he'll get that close at the end of the day, I don't know. But he goes around in 4 under par or something like that. It's quite possible the leaders can shoot one or two over, and he's right bang in there. But I know he's been nibbled at this morning already, Rory, so there's plenty of people who fancy him. I don't blame them.
Yeah. 18's also for Sergio. Will this finally be the chance for him?
Well, we hope so. 4 under par. He's had the best of the conditions, you'd have to say that, Sergio Garcia. Only 6 behind the leader. That's nothing at this stage, to be honest with you, on this course. That can go within 5 or 6 holes. Let's hope so. He drives the ball really, really well. He's strong throughout on the golf course. Yeah, it could be his year.
And 20-1 barring those. Anybody else at bigger prices you want to throw in here as well?
Well, Keegan Bradley's 7-under par. He's only 3 behind. He's a bigger price than all the ones we mentioned, which is interesting. So no one fancies him. I probably don't either. Dustin Johnson, who's been playing some terrific golf, he wasn't on form first 2 days, but he's still 2-under par. He's still in there. If he finds his game today, he's similar remark applies to him as well as Rory. So, yeah, he's hovering. And then you start looking further down the list at guys like, you know, Kevin Schwartz or Bill Haas. Bill Haas has got a... He's a sort of American player, steady, Justin Leonard-type player who could win. But, I think it's pretty open.
All right. Give us a little bit of a summary, then, of your thoughts on the outright market, Jamie. Tell us who you'd be backing at this point.
Well, I think I'd leave the leaders alone. Although, if I was to bet with my heart, the person I really want to win is Henrik Stenson. But if I was betting through my pocket, I wouldn't be back in the top two. Not today, because of the way the weather. It's supposed to be pretty about 20 mile an hour wind today. I'm going to look back to DJ or Rory, and you take your pick. I tip DJ at the start of the week, Dustin Johnson. And I'm going to stick with him. I wouldn't mind a little bit, 20-1, 2-under par, 8 behind. I think he'll close the gap today.
All right, good stuff. Let's have a look at some of the two balls before you go as well, if you wouldn't mind. We'll just spin through the last six or so. Today, starting with Kevin Na against Matt Kuchar, 6-4 Kevin Na, 15-2 the tie, 8-11 for Matt Kuchar. What do you make of that one?
Well, Kuchar's record in the Open overall is pretty disappointing for a player who I think is a steady knocker, but Kevin Na's a really gritty, intense competitor, and the tougher it is, the better he'll play, so I'll go for Na.
Andrew Johnston and Sergio Garcia next, 21-10 for Johnston, 15-2 for the tie, 8-15 Sergio Garcia.
Well, it's a big price for Beef Johnson, isn't it? It's a big price, you know, in a two ball for that. So you've got to think Sergio's experience in an Open Championship will count in this group. But I might take a punt on Andrew Johnson. He's playing great golf this year and he's not frightened.
Pretty entertaining as well to go with it, isn't he, Andrew Johnson?
He's a good character, yeah. He's a great character. And more importantly, he's an Arsenal fan, which is very important.
Bill Haas and Charles Schwartzel, the next two out. 6-4 for Haas, 15-2 for the tie, 8-11 for Schwartzel.
Strongly fancy Haas here. Schwartzel has had problems off the tee over the last couple of years, playing good golf today, yesterday and Thursday. But in this wind... I've got a fancy Haas.
Fancying Haas there then. Zach Johnson against Tony Finau next. 8-13 for Johnson, 15-2 for the tie, and Finau is 9-5.
Well, a few people have had a nibble on Tony Finau earlier in the week at massive prices. And again, what's he going to be like third round here on a Saturday in the wind? I think Zach Johnson with his short game will beat Tony Finau.
Soren Kjeldsen and Keegan Bradley. Even money for Kjeldsen, 15-2 the tie, 11-10 for Bradley.
Well, the wide-eyed Keegan Bradley, I think I'm going to pick my mate Soren Kjeldsen, the 5'2" Dane. He's not that big. I think he'll sneak under the radar and beat Keegan.
And finally, the two leaders then, Phil Mickelson and Henrik Stenson. Mickelson's 11-10, 15-2 for the tie, and Stenson is even money.
I think Stenson will beat him. I'm not sure how many fairway. Phil's been hitting that 3-wood a lot this week. If it really blows, he's going to have to get the driver out. And I'm going to back Stenson.
Okay, so anyway, Stenson there. Then out of all of those, was Haas the main bet? You say you're strong on him?
Yeah, I'm strong on Haas to beat Schwartzel. I think Nahr as well is a tough... I'm looking for tough, gritty performers, steady players, Zach Johnson-type players, you know, and all those three fit the bill.
All right, good stuff. Well, thank you very much, Jamie. It's been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Good luck. Enjoy round three, and we'll speak to you again ahead of Sunday's action.
Looking forward to it, Mark. Yeah, looking forward to it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.